Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, we're going to have a guest with us today that has and is going to be sharing one of his apartment complex successes with you during the 2021 Lifestyles Unlimited Expo and Bus Tour. And the bus, what happens here? First of all, the Expo, so you've not heard about this before. Once a year, we come together. This is much later in the year than we normally have it, but of course, that's from the fact we couldn't get any venues for COVID. But we're going to have it September 3rd and 4th. And on the 3rd, we're going to have the bus tour. So what we do is we take 8 buses of people, and we go see 8 different properties. And each bus gets to see 4 of those properties. That's all the time that there is. That takes a whole day, believe it or not, just to go see 4 properties. You get breakfast and lunch on the deal. It's all part of it. And then when we're done, we come back to the office, and we'll do a debriefing on what we saw, what you should have learned. I guarantee you on these bus tours, you'll learn more in one day than you could learn in 6 months to a year being part of a real estate group somewhere. It's just amazing. The properties that we're doing are going to be in Dallas this year because our expo is going to be, we moved it to Dallas this year. Again, COVID reasons, availabilities, and where we could get a place to house it. And last year and every other year before that, it's anywhere from 3,500 to 5,000 people show up. You're talking about a place to network with some of the top real estate investors in the country. But you get to start the event out with this bus tour. And the bus tour is on the 3rd. I believe that's a Friday. And we load up and we go see these properties. Now, one of the properties you're going to be seeing is going to be presented by the gentleman that we're going to introduce to you here in a second. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his life and how he got to where he is as a real estate investor now on the show. And maybe even a little bit about the property we're going to go see. But I want you to go look this up. Look up Lifestyles Unlimited and look up Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I found it just by looking up Lifestyles Unlimited and then looking for the 2021 Expo. And the page came up and gives you all the stuff. There's just a tremendous amount of stuff that's going on there. There's no way I could give you a list of everything that's going to occur in the 3 days of this event. And it does spread out over 3 days so that if you want to stay over and get some extra stuff, there's all kinds of things to do. But one of the things, you know, we've won, it looks like it says here, 14 years in a row, one of our investors has been voted the Real Estate Investor of the Year by the National Apartment Association. Now, we've won all the local ones also and the state ones also, but the national one, the biggest one out there, top guys, about 44,000 real estate investors that we consider themselves independent real estate owners, a part of the National Apartment Association. And each year for 14 years, one of our members has won that award. You're going to meet these 14 people. You're going to meet, actually, you'll meet probably somewhere around 25 or 30 award winners that are the best real estate investors in the country. Now, today you're going to get to meet Binay Gupta out of Dallas, Texas. Binay is one of our members now since 2014. And he left a nice, cushy corporate job to come out here and live with us wild, crazy people in the real estate world. Welcome to the show, Binay.
Good morning, Del. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Ben?
Good, good. My pleasure to be on your show.
Well, it's good to have you. And can't wait to hear your story. Can't wait to see your property. First of all, let's start just for everybody. What property are you going to be showing us when we go there?
We are going to show our 54-unit townhomes built in 1985. It is in Irving. It's on a little bit of an east side of Irving. I would say northeast of Irving. And that'll be a all townhomes property that was bought back in 2020 during the midst of COVID. And we've been doing fantastic since we have bought it. So I'm blessed to be a part of the group that have educated me well enough to buy the right deal at the right time.
You bought during COVID?
Yes, sir. We are under contract. The date was we had a shutdown announced, and we were freaking out, but thank God we had a good mentors to guide us through the process, and we end up with closing the property, you know, closing on the deal in May of 2020. And since then, it has been doing fantastic. So you got to have the right people in your team to find the right gem. And that's what we did, and I'm pretty happy about it.
Well, we want to hear all about that. But before we get started with the details of the deal, let's hear a little bit about you so that people can decide whether or not they can relate to you. I always say that the reason we have case studies and the reason we do these road trips is so people can meet other people like themselves and relate and say, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. You know. So what did you do before you came here, Binay? What was your expertise?
Well, I think we had a chat with you, myself. I had never had a chat with you in details about my personal or my investment goals, but I know I have met you several times. But overall, I actually migrated to U.S. back in 1995 and got my college degree. And actually, I got 2 degrees. Back in 2001, when there was a crisis of jobs, I had to go get my 2nd degree to make myself more, you know, likable in the market, so I can get a second, you know, I can get a job, better job. So I was just fighting for corporate world, you know. I graduated from UNT right here in Denton, Texas. And then I joined a, you know, company in a sales and operations and management. I did some time over there, and then I changed jobs again. I was never happy, unfortunately, because I think I always had a thinking of, you know, there is a limit that I can grow in those areas. And then that's what kept me, you know, hunting for something. And I was lucky enough to find someone who showed me one time, hey, let me take you to some place since you're just always looking for something good to do with your life and retire early. I think there's a place I can take you. And then I came to one of those, you know, case studies. And at first moment, I thought this is just all, you know, not doable. You know, this is all scam. You know, let me walk away. And then I thought about it. And then, I started looking for other businesses because I had an opportunity to open a retail business back in 2009 when I left the job. And I said, I'm going to quit my job. I want to go look for something else, open my own business, retire early. So I did a retail business, and a retail business, it was time-consuming, and it was you working in the business 24/7. It was much like, McDonald's job. Every day you wake up and you go to work and, you know, you come home. And my wife was getting tired, like, oh, man, you know, it's just, you know, it's too much. We got to look for something else. This is not where we want to live our life. And I took a little break from retail and passed that over to someone, you know, my family to just oversee. And I went back to corporate world. That's when I actually, 2 years in the business, when I met, in the corporate world, I met someone from Lifestyle. They brought me to Lifestyle, and then I was sold. But still, before I signed up as a pig, I was still hesitant because I thought, you know, I may do something myself better. You know, I always thought that I can do better than anybody else in business and did not realize the potential of a group which can bring mentors and, you know, education and the real investors together, and we can succeed. And it was mind-blowing. Took the 2 days class, and I signed up, and I invested the next day. And then I have not stopped investing since then, and I have never turned around to do anything else but real estate. So I think I'm set, and I have, my wife was working that time after I left my job. And she was still working. I said, just hang in there for 2 years and we'll retire you. And guess what? In 2 years, I retired her as well. And we both work for ourselves now, you know, manage our own properties. We buy and trying to help our investors make lots of money. And that's where we are right now, constantly looking for some good deals so where we can double and triple our money.
Well, I think that you're right. The way you stated it, I'm going to just rephrase it a little bit. I don't want to put words in your mouth because that's unsanitary and, you know, COVID's going around. But the reality is that I got into real estate because I liked being the guy. You know, like you said, you always think you're the guy that can figure it all out. And the more I got into it, the more I found that having a great team really pays. But the beautiful thing about real estate and or being a member of Lifestyles is you've got all this mentoring, you've got all this networking, but you're still the guy. You still get to make those decisions. You still control your business. The only difference is you work on a business instead of in a business. And, man, I'll tell you, you're a tougher guy than I am if you can do retail. We'll take a short break, man. We'll be right back, okay? We got to take a short break. We'll be right back with Binta Gupta and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Walmsley. Del is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I have with me Vinay Gupta from Dallas, Texas area. Great find, actually. And he's one of our presenters on the 2021 Lifestyles Unlimited Expo and Bus Tour. He's going to be demonstrating his success with his real estate property that he bought during and just since COVID, which is really an interesting story. So he's already told us a little bit about his history and background. Let's talk about when you came out of the two-day. Vinay, what did you think, what was your thought process? And I'd like, really what I ask everybody is the same questions. What was your aha moment, the thing that set you over the top that said, "This I can do this, this is real"?
I'm glad you asked the question, because that was something that was eye-opening. I did not truly understand before I attended the two-day seminar about the leverage, of leveraging the money from the bank, leveraging the money from the other investors and getting a big pool, because we always thought about, oh, my money, I'm going to put it in together and I'm going to buy me something. So you couldn't just, you know, regardless how much money you have, you don't have $1 million. You can't afford to buy an apartment on your own. You know, you need to have that group of investors at the same time. You need that leverage from the bank. So we did not really thought about good leverage and good debt until I attended the seminar. So when I attended the seminar, I mean, sort of the 2 days class, I figured out the power of leverage, and that's when I just say, you know what, absolutely. Why would I not make money of someone else's money, right? And you know, borrow the money for 3%, 4% interest, and make 100% in 2 years. And that was the one key part of the education that showed us how to do a, you know, be a good team player and have a good team, and the, you know, return on investment to get. One of the things I always tell people, cash and cash return, that's what I'm to look for rather than anything else. And that really hit me hard, cash and cash, because when we always calculate as a non-educated investors, we talk about, oh, $5 million product, you know, you're going to sell for $6 million, you only made $1 million. But then I realize that's almost like 100% cash and cash return if you're only putting $1 million as a down payment, right?
Correct.
So that was a very good key that I actually took away. And I just say, you know what? Sounds like a good plan. Why not? Let's start borrowing money.
Yeah, leverage is an interesting thing, especially when it's good leverage and not bad leverage. So that's great. And when you came out of the two-day, what was the first? You said you did something right away. What did you do right away?
I always hesitant to be a part of the team, like a pig member. But I just signed up right away. I say, you know, I saw opportunity that there isn't a chance to get into a few deals and start investing and learning. So I became a PEG member. I paid my membership due, and I said, you know what, this is a drop in the bucket. Let's move on. And that was a drop in the bucket. I think when I look back, not even a drop in the bucket. Now when I look back, I'm like, oh my God, you know, thank God I did that, you know, because if I had done that, I'll be still hunting for some business that I'm going to be working in the business rather than working on my business, right? And not having a great mentors and education, and I'll be struggling somewhere else. And that was one of the 2 day things that, you know, when I was, David was teaching us that time, and it was pretty interesting. And I've been preaching that every day to everybody. Remember how we do the math. You know, it's not rocket science. It's just, you need a right person to educate you and have a good mentors to guide you to the right direction to make sure you don't make mistakes. And I also saw the blueprint that you guys had back in days. I mean, again, you have the same way. The blueprint is, again, buy right, you know, buy in right location, and you'll always be successful. Follow the rules. Don't just deviate from the proven record. And it has been very successful for me so far.
Let's follow your timeline of what types of investments you made once you got out of the two-day, you joined up as the preferred member, you had that all the information, education available to you, the road trips were available to you, had all this stuff available. What was the first actual transaction you got into?
It was not, I should have gone way, way big deal at that time. I was kind of a little trying out, but I only put $75,000 in a deal. That was still a big number back in 2014 because the price per door was $30,000 on average. So you were still putting, you know, a decent amount of number, and we had a 240% return in less than 4 years. So that was my first transaction. After that, I kept, you know, investing.
Were you the lead in that deal, or were you a passive in that first deal?
I was just a passive, you know. I made the lead on a road trip. Right after the two-day seminar, we had a road trip following Friday. Mm-hmm. And I made a lead, and then he had a prop deal going on, and I met him. I talked with him. I had a coffee. We chit-chatted. We went through the numbers, and numbers were making sense because I was educated now, right? Before, the number did not make sense. People said, let's invest money. I'm like, I don't know anything about it, and I don't know if I can trust you. And so coming to Lifestyles, it was one of the best things that I always tell people is to trust, because the system that Lifestyles has set up is that we follow almost all the guidelines, you know, like, you know, Bible. And we want to make sure that we don't deviate from there, because we know deviating means you're going to be in a ditch if you're not, you're not able to sustain that problem, you know, if you get into this. So that was one of the things that after going from there, I said, you know what, you know, number makes sense now, and I know exactly what I'm doing. And let's go for it. And even, I didn't even tell my wife. I mean, she's like, okay, whatever you want to do. I mean, you're right place. Let's do it. And we signed the paper, got the 75 invested. And then I started looking for more passive deals. At the same time, I started looking for deals for myself, something small that I can actually learn, you know, on my own with hands-on experience as well. So I can be well prepared for future deals if there is some coming up down the road. So that's how I started.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want it to come off for people out there over the airways as being racist or anything else, but I've noticed in my life, 30 years of mentoring people, that a lot of cultures of different types come in, and the only people they trust to talk to about their money is their direct family members or maybe their best friends. You know, it's a very tight-knit group of people that would even tell what they own or what they have or anyway how they made it. Would you agree with that? And were you surprised when you saw how open everybody was here?
Oh, I mean, I was surprised. That's why the main reason I said, you know what, let's put money, because now I'm in open water. I mean, people are sharing information and there's no shame. If you have 5 million or 1 million or 2 million, they're all great to help you to gain more and achieve the same goal, which is retiring in 5 years or less. And that was the one openness in the group that I found. And to be honest, Dell, I made more friends in the first year of me being a Lifestyles member than my entire life. my phone book is like maybe 5-6 friends of mine on my phone book, and the remaining all my, you know, passive investors are my, you know, lead friends, they're my mentors. That's all we got, you know, some vendors. But I made more friends, and I always call people, you know, Lifestyles almost like a family to me, because I cannot think of anything else but Lifestyles. That is something that I have, you know, the day I walked in, I felt very, very good about it.
Well, anyway, we're going to have to take a break, so that's probably a good place to stop. Vinay Gupta, going to be right back with Vinay and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, If I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
The Del Walmsley Radio Show with me here today is Vinay Gupta. He's going to be sharing his 54-unit apartment complex with us on the 2021 Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And if you can say that 3 times, you're a better man than I am. He's going to be a part of the September 3rd bus tour. He's going to be sharing his property with us that he bought just recently. So let's go back to that property again for a second. Well, before we do that, tell us about what else you've bought. Tell us your whole history of all the stuff you bought so far, yeah, so I can get an idea of your experience.
Well, I started buying in 2015. One thing, Bill, I think when I look back, you always talk about you can't get rich slow, you have to get fast. So that motto was there, but unfortunately, I think I was being a little bit of a more slow on my, on my process of buying. But again,
we'll call it conservative. Let's call it conservative. That's a comfortable name for it.
Yeah, but the same overall, I bought the first property in 22 units in Louisville, which I still, we still have it because that particular property has been producing cash flow from day one, and we have already returned more than 400% on that deal, and it's still, we're going to be returning more, 34%, once we get the reserve back from our COVID reserve from the refinance that we did last December. But we have already refinanced that deal 2 times, and it's still cash flowing. So one of the beautiful thing about real estate is, again, you buy it, you fix it up, get things going, refinance, cash out, and continue hold for cash flow, and that helps our net worth grow. So that one is still there. I bought one in 97 units in Denton, Texas, which we had a huge rehab to be done. So after completing the rehab, we decided to sell for good profit. So we returned our investors less than in 2 years. We returned 71% that time. Then I bought something in Fort Worth, 42 units, and we have converted into 43 units, and we are converting quite a few large 1-bedroom and 2-bedrooms into 2 and 3 bedrooms, and raising the rent by almost $200 to $300 per unit. I also bought a property right here in Irving, one more property in Irving, smaller one, only 16 units. People thought, 16 units, who wants to buy? But Dell, we have already made in less than a year and a half 250%. And I think if I sell today, I'm still going to make close to 200% additional, which gives us 450% return in 2 years.
Wow.
And I bought a smaller property in Irving. Again, that was 54 units property, majority 1-bedroom, 85 build, but fantastic. I mean, we collect rent almost day one, 100% collection day one. And then comes our property in Irving, 54 units that we talk about on the road trip. And also, I KP'd 4 other deals, one in Garland, one in Fort Worth, one in Euless, one in Azle. They all are doing great. So today, to be honest, we are almost 100% on the property, 100% full. And that's a blessing because having the right people in your team, right mentor, and right education, we take the right steps and we buy right. And so, yes, I did not buy too many, but whatever I bought has been very blessing, and we've been returning a huge chunk of money to our investors, and they all are happy. And we're still holding those properties. I only sold one property in Denton because that was a plan anyways, because of heavy rehab, and we turned around in 2 years and sold it and moved on. So overall, all the properties are doing fantastic. So, yeah, so that Irving, the one we bought in Irving during COVID, it is, when I look back right now, Sometimes I feel like that was the right property for me to retire. Like, Dell, you always say you buy one property that you want to retire, right? I should have bought that property and retire on my own, right? So I missed the chance, and I have to wait for another property to come where I can buy everything on my own and just 100% retired, right? So I'm waiting for that property to come along, hopefully 100 units to 150 units that I can buy on my own. And so because of the education, we have that backing of the education and the mentors and providing the right support, I'm able to be very successful so far. I can't complain at all. I have never thought in my entire life that I'll be doing this, and I'll be sitting over here with you on a radio show talking about real estate. You know, if I look back 5 years, I was still going to be doing some retail business or, you know, doing some other import-export business, working my butt off. But today I'm home, and I'm working from home today, you know, and, you know, everything is going well. That's what we are today.
Well, you're right about that natural progression thing. That's something I've been talking to people about for 30 years. And, you know, as you find out that you can go out there and do this, you know, before you didn't know you could, now you know you can. Now you know there's no limit. In other words, if you want to buy one more or five more properties, there's nothing stopping you. There's no limit. So now that you have no upside limit on your potential earning power, there just seems to be this natural desire to want to grow. But at one point, somewhere along the line, I tell people, it's going to hit you. Okay, I've got more money than I even know what to do with. I wish I could just own one property instead of owning 25% of four. I'd want to own one and be done, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So you buy yourself one that makes 50 grand a month, and you live on 50 grand a month and say, you know, I'm not that rich, but I can survive.
Yes, yes. And anyway, that's why you got to draw your line where you feel comfortable with. What really makes you happy. And, you know, yes, we can make millions and millions, but is it going to make you happy, right? Is your family life going to be good? And that's what we get taught, you know, what lifestyles do you want to live, right? You want to have a happy life. You have one nice property for yourself that giving you cash flow plus all the other operation money that coming in. And if you make $50,000 to $100,000 a year, hey, that's a good money to live in Texas, right? You're going to have a nice and comfortable life forever. And the property value is growing tremendously. You can do refi every 3-5 years and get more money out, right? So on average, Dell, you know, when we talk about it with the refi cash out and your cash flow, I mean, you're getting more than that, you know, more than $100,000 or more if you have 100 units. So, yes, that's the goal. Hopefully soon we will get there. But until that time, I'm still trying to find good deals for our investors and making sure they make good money, because that's what they are, you know, waiting for.
Sounds like you've done a lot of rehab. You're feeling comfortable with rehabs now, I take it, now that you've done so much of it?
Rehab. Yeah, Dale, I have done almost everything. I've done almost everything. Blessings that we had a good help from the mentor team as well and the vendors at Lifestyles. And, you know, we have so many road trips we take, right? You know, every month we have road trips and we get to learn. And also the other leads are doing lots of work, and you get to expose yourself on those works as well. And we also have, you know, one of the things that you already know, but in our lead meeting that will happen every month, we meet, we share all these ideas, you know, what someone has done, how they did it, how they used, whom they used, and whether to take that action or not, whether to, you know, go this route or not. So if someone has some bad experience, we share the experience so we don't fall into the same trap. So from rehab, I have done from roof to foundation to burn unit to, you know, the wall coming down, you know, I mean, you name it, I have it. Also, one of the best things right now, I have done conversion from one bedroom to two bedrooms to three bedrooms, where we raise the rent by 30-40%. I just converted two bedrooms into three bedrooms. It was a large two bedrooms into three bedrooms and two baths. There was only two bedrooms, one bath. I made it three bedrooms, two baths, and the rent was $1,000. I just rented yesterday for $1,700.
Whoa, man. Yeah.
So the conversion really helped. You're going to have eyes to see those things and making sure you have opportunity to expand. And that's what going into the deal. People who are not buying the deal say, oh, too big of a unit, one bedroom, this and that. And we figure out, you know what? There is opportunity out there. We have learned enough from our road trips, and we have learned lots of things. Let's go try out. So I tried for one unit, and it just picked up. And I've been converting. These 42 units, they have 36 one bedrooms. I'm cutting that 36 into 16 one-bedrooms, and I'm renting two bedrooms and three bedrooms like pancakes, you know?
Now, is that the property we're going to see, or is that a different property?
That's a property in Fort Worth. It's a little far away from our convention center. So the one we are going to see, which is in Irving, which the good news about this one, when I saw the property, lots of people like, man, small deal, you know, not much of bone and not much meat on this one. And I walked the property. I'm like, you know what? You know, we have been taught well enough to see what is good at the property. Location, location, location. And I knew the good bones and structure on the deal. And I found, after all the surveys that we did, rent was definitely $200, $300 below. To be honest, Dale, it was amazing how I was, you know, underestimating the deal because that's what I've been taught. Project small and deliver high.
Well, we're going to want to hear about that. We're going to go to a break right now, Binay, but when we get back, I want to hear what changes you have made to be able to raise those rents and tell us what we're going to be able to see when we go see this property. We'll be right back with Binay Gupta and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With us today is Binay Gupta, who is going to be showing his property at the bus tour in the 2021 Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I'm going to have to go to my staff and kill them for naming this thing so long, because this is actually the name of it, the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Multifamily Masters Tour. Whew, say that three times, you're a better man than I am. Like I said last segment, this is hard to say. Binay, let's talk about the property you're going to be showing. What are we going to get to see? I know you've only owned it this year, or 2020 you purchased it. Has there been any renovation to this property? Has there been any unit upgrades? What are we going to get to see? Is there before and after pictures? I know you're going to be able to give us some good numbers there, but what are we going to get to see?
Well, I've been pretty fortunate that I budgeted almost $650,000 rehab budget for this property. And luckily, you know, I'm turning very small amount of units out there. And I'm able to push the rent, but we definitely go out there, we'll update. So we did update a few units when we first took over because we had a few residents who had a high delinquency. And then we kicked them out and got like seven units updated. And also we have over there four townhomes with the two bedrooms, two and a half baths, and a garage. And there was the opportunity to convert those into three bedrooms. And that time when one resident left for two bedrooms, two and a half bath townhomes, the garage, we converted that into three bedrooms and raised the rent by $200, bam, right there. So we converted that unit, and I'm going to try to show that unit to our guests. And we will have one, two bedrooms, two and a half bath that we, you know, updated with a granite countertop and things like that. And we have just small updates been done in the property because property was well maintained by the previous owner. The only thing that bad was the operation. You know, operation was very lagging, and you know, the office person out there was renting to family and friends and not collecting rents and things like that. So we saw the opportunity. So we haven't yet spent a whole bunch of money, but we are spending now because we're waiting for the COVID to just pass away because we don't want it to deplete our CapEx up front and not knowing where we headed. So I took a little conservative approach on pouring money on the property because I figured that, you know what, I can still get the $200 rent increase that I was expecting, only $10 rent increase. Why not go and continue increasing that because people don't want to move? And because the rent was always low over there. And when we came over there, we presented higher rent day one for all the expired lease and a promised them, which we delivered as well, any updates that needed in the apartment. So we only got like seven units to update. We have, you know, right now 15 to 18 units that we have touched. We have updated those units. Exterior-wise, and the pool was very bad. So we have pool work going on next week. We have a bit on that to create a little barbecue area because pool last year we could not open, so we did not really invest too much money. So that was a little conservative approach. So yes, you know, other people have done aggressive investment at the front, but I was trying to hold back until the COVID. So now I'm also going to get our reserve back, which the ball is, you know, Freddie Mac has $200,000 reserve held. So I don't want to just overspend and find myself in a situation where I can't collect rent. So I've been conservative, but now since everything is all settled, so we're spending more money to the property. We are going to be updating the pool area, all the new gutters, some landscaping also been added. We were thinking about doing covered parking because that's where we were able to achieve a little bit more rent than before. Our previous owner was collecting $15, and we bumped it to $50, and we were able to collect $50 per spot. So we tried to do see if we want to do a covered parking and make it to $75 or higher for covered parking because people want that covered parking in this area. So we have some work done, and you know, I don't want to give away everything, but when they come, they will be able to see some of the updates that we have done. We got to new color tone rather than just some sad, old, sad color in the unit. And so, yeah, and also we did...
I hope you're taking before and after pictures, Vinay.
Yes, we have some before and after pictures. They had we have no true office at the property, so one of the garages was converted into temp office. But I went ahead and made that a permanent because we did the plumbing out there and we cleared a bathroom. So we have now a permanent office. Before it was temporary office. So we cleared that permanent office out there. So those things are done. We also have done lots of plumbing updates where we've been old plumbing, you know, shut off valves that was not in a good condition. So we did that as well. There are quite a few things to show. And, you know, overall, the property by itself was it's a good condition property, 85 product. So it is in a good, well taken care of property right now. So we'll have some good place to see how we converted the two bedrooms into three bedrooms, how we did the updates on in the cabinets and countertops and flooring, all vinyl flooring we have implemented. Upstairs we did a carpet, but downstairs we have all vinyl and some tiles. So overall we have a lot to show. We have before and after pictures and our financials as well. We have total of 30% in rent growth in less than 1 year. 30%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
during
extreme.
COVID. Yeah.
During COVID. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah. So actually, not to brag, but I met my 5 years pro forma in less than 1.5 years.
Well, I know one thing. You don't have any problem getting new partners for new deals then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The people are waiting. So, I mean, I'm waiting for the good deal as well. You know, it's very hard to just, you know, not get tempted to buy a deal, but we're always looking for the right deal that will definitely make money for our investors.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job. I can't wait to see this project myself. It's going to be fun. And they talked to you guys yet about the schedule? Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. I'm going to get there. No matter, I'm going to get there one day or another because I'm going to come see your stuff. So, I want to thank you for being on the tour with us and for everybody out there, September 3rd in Dallas, Texas. You're not going to want to miss this. And, of course, the expo Saturday the next day. Vinay, thank you for being on the show and thank you for being on the tour. And the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.